Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. I'm also joined by my co-host, Lakith Perez, as we present to you our stories today on www.goforgold.lk, and today being the 4th of June 2026. The stories hitting the headlines is that England have qualified for the finals of the T20 World Cup Championship, and they'll play against Australia tomorrow. Give you the details shortly, and also a look at what's happening in Wimbledon. Swire Tech has advanced to the third round, and defending champion Jannik Sinner too has advanced to the next round in the men's competition. But then let's start off first with what happened yesterday in England, the semi-final game between England and South Africa in the women's T20 competition. The English batting first made 169 for 5. Nat Skeever brunt among the runs, 75. Heather Knight made 58. Shabina Ismail, the seamer for the South African ladies, took 2 for 31. And Nonkule Malabar, the spinner, 2 for 25. Unfortunately, South Africa fell short by 40 runs to be eliminated from the final round. They were 128 for 8 in their allotted 20 overs. Jasmine Britz has had a wonderful World Cup this year. She made 41. Captain Laura Wolford-Ort made 17. For England, Charlie Dean 2 for 31 and Lauren Bell 2 for 20. Now, the finals is scheduled to be played tomorrow, the 5th of July. Play gets underway at 3:30 in the afternoon. I hope all of you will eyeball that, because it's going to be a great final between traditional rivals, England and Australia. But I also do have the first day's play in the second four-day unofficial test, Sri Lanka A versus India A. Sri Lanka at stumps, 288 for 5 wickets. Shan Arachige is at the wickets on 83. Chana Gunasekara is keeping him company. He's batting on 6. Earlier on, Anjula Bandara, 42. Nuwindu Fernando, 44. Then Pravati Veerasinghe, who opened the batting for the Sri Lankans, made 39. And Ashan Bandara, 34. For India, Sarvanesh and Thakur have taken a couple of wickets each. But I need to mention that one would have expected some of the top order batters who got to the 40s and even the 30s to try and go ahead and score more runs, which is a prerequisite in red ball cricket. Right, we also have some very good news that India team will be touring to Sri Lanka in the month of August for 2 test matches. The first test match is scheduled from the 15th to the 19th at the Goa International Cricket Stadium, while the second test will be played from the 23rd to the 27th at the SSC grounds here in the city of Colombo. Right, FIFA news, football world is very, very interesting. The United States of America have beaten Bosnia by 2-0. And the sad news, if you're a German fan, Germany and Netherlands have been eliminated on penalties itself by Prague and Morocco. So the Germans are out of the World Cup competition. They are eliminated. Games coming up today is Canada will take on Morocco. Then Prague will take on the French. Tomorrow is Brazil who will play against Norway, while Mexico will take on England. And come Sunday, it's the United States of America in pursuit against Belgium. Let me wrap up our news today with what's happening in the world of tennis at Wimbledon. Reigning Wimbledon champion Swire Tech advanced to the third round after defeating Carolina Pliskova. Meanwhile, Serena Williams, who's now 44 years old, I'm told, lost to 20-year-old Maya Joint. In the men's version, defending champion and number one, Jannik Sinner, got the better of Miomi, but it was a very tight finish and the game went on to 5 rounds. We hope you did enjoy our podcast this morning. This is Brian Thomas together with Luckett Peters, thanking all of you for being in our company. We look forward to saying hi to you. And one of the features that you could look forward to is tomorrow's finals in the cricketing arena, World Cup T20 between England and Australia. Have a blessed day. Spin you a couple of songs for your listening pleasure.